Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast. I'm Carly Nimmo. I've just been walking along the beach and I was recording a podcast, but it's interesting how the mind gets in the way. So, you know, the idea behind this podcast is I find when I walk on the beach that kind of a channel opens up and I plug into something, may sound weird, bigger than me, and I find real clarity. And so, you know, I've mentioned it in one of my previous free flow combos that I used to run on the beach with the camera because I would come back and will have forgotten the clarity that I found on the beach. And so that's how this podcast kind of came about through, well, from that really. But it's interesting because I've done a million of these before and then I don't put them out there because I don't really 100% trust the process, you know? And I think most of us suffer from this affliction at times. We don't trust that what we have is big enough, good enough. We think there'll be judgment or, you know, rejection. And so we keep some of our best work inside of us. And most of it never actually sees the light of day because we're too scared to really be vulnerable and put ourselves out there. And the reason that I'm talking about this is because I do it myself. I just did it. I just recorded 5 minutes of a podcast about how we're all connected and nothing is separate. And it just, you know, I just didn't know where to go with it because my mind came in. My mind came in and told me, who are you to be talking about this stuff? You know, who do you think you are? You're not a guru. You know, like all those kind of negative shitstorm that happens when you go to put yourself out there. Your mind kind of comes in to protect you, I guess, keep you safe from rejection or whatever it else you fear. For me, I guess it's rejection. People not, like people thinking I'm a weirdo or, you know, not liking what I've got to say and thinking I'm crazy. And so anyway, I stopped recording the podcast because what happens is I feel like this channel opens up and I start to talk about whatever it is that I wanted to talk about. And I'm constantly thinking throughout that rather than opening up and letting it out, you know? I'm overthinking the process. My mind comes in and the flow leaves. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or if you've felt that before, like, you know, so you start to feel flow and ease, or, you know, you get into a zone, whatever you want to call it, and then the mind comes in and kind of derails it and takes it somewhere else. And then you start thinking about what you're creating and if it's good enough. And then, you know, eventually, if you're anything like me, you stop because you think, oh, this isn't good enough. And so you either try again or you walk away and press delete. So what I thought I would practice is, you know, instead of, because what actually happens in my process here on the beach is I walk and I talk and I feel, sometimes I feel flow and I don't even know really what I'm saying. It's just coming out. And then my mind comes in and stops that flow. And then, see, it's doing it right now. It's doing it right now. It's saying, you've already said this, Carly. you've already said this. This isn't good enough. It doesn't make sense. You know? And so usually I would just press stop and stop. Press stop and delete. And that's how this story usually ends. But today I'm going to push through it because I think it's a really great exercise to do. Hey. Because I want to see what's on the other side. What happens? Have I just pushed through a glass ceiling? Because I've pushed through my negative self-talk. You know what's really interesting? I actually was thinking today. They say that your worth, is all dependent on your self-worth. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't really talk to myself that negatively. But it's so funny because now that I'm talking to you on this podcast, I'm realizing just how much that negative Nancy in my head tells me to pull back, you know, whether it's like, pull back, they'll think you're stupid, pull back. My main thing is, don't be a dickhead. Like, that's my whole thing, is that's what the voice inside my head says a lot. Don't be a dickhead. People think you're a dickhead, you know, constantly, time and time again. That's what my little inner critic mean girl says. And, you know, she's there to serve a purpose. She's there to keep me safe. And interestingly, a few months ago, I saw Liz Gilbert and Raya Elias at the community center in Byron Bay doing like a conversation, and it was really awesome. And Liz Gilbert has this technique that she uses where, you know, she imagines herself in the car and she's got all of her other aspects of her personality in the car, including evil bitch. And so, you know, when evil bitch is in the car, she's trying to stop from going anywhere, really. And so it's about kind of appeasing the evil bitch because, you know, on the other side of that fear, on the other side of that glass ceiling is still you. It's still you. There's still the sky. There's still the ocean. There's still the air. There's still your heartbeat, hopefully. And if not, what does it matter? You're not here, so why worry about it? But most of the time, you will be here. You will have just grown a little bit. You will have learnt another lesson. You know, when you're, I kind of think of it like your comfort zone is like you being in a sleeping bag, a really tight sleeping bag, and it's zipped all the way up over your head and you're stuck in there. It's kind of like a straitjacket, you know, and you're stuck in there and your arms are wrapped around your chest and you can hardly breathe because there's no air in there. You can't move your arms. It's like suffocating and really restrictive. But what if you were just to unzip the sleeping bag? Even if it was just enough to get some fresh air, wouldn't that feel amazing? And then after you would unzip your face and realized, hey, that nothing bad happened, but now I can breathe, which is awesome, then you could unzip it a little more and get your arms free. You know, nothing, when you're in that sleeping bag, nothing can come in because there's no room for anything. But once you unzip it and you unveil it a little bit, then shit can come in because you're creating space for it. So that was rather roundabout way, and I really think I've said what I want to say. I did it. I pushed through. I stopped thinking about what you might be thinking or what I might be thinking about me. And I instead just trusted. I trusted. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's because I trusted even more. I trusted enough to edit it. Edit it. By editing, I mean, you know, basically do some post-production. I'm not cutting out stuff because it just defeats the purpose of a free flow convo if I'm doing an edit to make it sound better. It's not really from the heart. And that's what this particular format of my podcast is about. It's really about imperfection and the perfection that is in imperfection and the wisdom that we have within when we trust. When we trust, and whether you think this is full of wisdom or not, like, it's not my place to judge. And it's not my place to judge myself for the words that are coming out of my mouth. It's just my job to press record, be open to receiving, and trust that what I'm doing has a greater purpose than I'm aware of right now. And so that's what I've done. If this resonated with you, awesome. That's enough. I'm just going to trust that the person who has listened to this to the end has found something worthwhile. And that's it from me and the universe. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.